السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأرض لما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. صدق الله العلي العظيم. In the previous session, we spoke about the effect of good manners and أخلاق in your daily life and how it is going to be reflected in your sustenance, because the hadith says the good manners, حسن الخلق يدر الرزق, would help with the flow of the sustenance. And again, حسن الخلق يزيد في الأعمار, it would increase your age and your health. And وَيَعْمُرَانِ الدِّيَارِ, and it will make your community, your family, your neighborhood prosperous and affluent. So, and then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about the meaning of Islam, he said, الْإِسْلَامُ حُسْنُ الْأَخْلَاقِ. The essence of the message of Islam is good mannerism, is good behavior, is good relationship with others, is to be forgiving, is to be patient and tolerant, is to be helpful and hopeful. And in the Arabic poetry, it says that sometimes God gives some people money and wealth, sometimes He gives others knowledge, but sometimes He gives some people حسن الأخلاق. And that is the biggest wealth, that is the biggest capital that we have. وَإِذَا رُزِقْتَ خَلِيقَةً مَحْمُودَةً فَقَدْ اصْطَفَاكَ مُقَسِّمُ الْأَرْزَاقِ النَّاسِ هَذَا رِزْقُهُ مَالٌ وَذَا عِلْمٌ وَذَاكَ مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ. مكارم الأخلاق. This is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says: إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. I came to integrate, to promote, to inspire good manners in my community. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. And therefore the hadith says, أكملكم إيمانا أحسنكم أخلاقا. Those of you those of you who have good manners have also perfect faith. Their faith is perfect. أَكْمَلُكُمْ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. Because if you take akhlaq and manners out of religion, religion is going to collapse. Nothing is going to hold religion. Don't think that these prayers that we do and the fasting are going to hold religion if religion is void of good manners or good akhlaq. These are exercises. The ones that we do here, these are an impetus to learn good manners. So if these do not help, then nothing is going. If these do not bring akhlaq, then definitely nothing else is going to bring good manners. And religion without good manners is a troubled religion, a bad religion. And that person who thinks he's religious but he does not have akhlaq is dangerous. It's very dangerous. أكثر ما يلج أمتي, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the most act that going to take my nation, my community into paradise, يلج, it means admits. What is going to admit you into paradise? التقوى وحسن الخلق, piety, fear of God, respect for God, the consciousness of God, and حسن الخلق, good manners. إن الله تبارك وتعالى ليعطي العبد من الثواب على حسن الخلق كما يعطي المجاهد في سبيل الله. Same way that God gives, in the same way that God pours His blessings on the soldier in the battlefield, the soldier who's defending his family, his community, his country, his faith, his integrity. In the same way God gives to someone who embraces good manners, حسن الأخلاق. That soldier carries a gun to fight the enemies. And someone who has حسن الأخلاق also is struggling. He is a fighter. He's mujahid. He's a soldier fighting the inner evil, the inner enemy. Enemies are two. One external and one is internal. And the internal enemy is more dangerous than the external one. The inner enemy is far more dangerous than the one that you can see outside. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says, الخلق الحسن يذيب السيئة. Good manners is going to liquefy and dissolve your bad deeds, your sins. How do you wipe out your sins? Through good manners. And the example of good manners are many. Good manners begins with your thoughts. When you think good, when you think healthy, when you think positive about others, when you think good about people, you are not suspicious about those who are around you. Thinking good begins with a safe, healthy, positive thinking. And then when you say good, every time you say good, you score a point to your benefit, to your gain. When you speak good, we have a choice. Every single day we have a choice, either to say good or to say bad, either to give a good answer or a bad answer. And then the good deeds, we have a choice of doing good or doing bad, of reacting with understanding, with tolerance, with forgiveness, or reacting angrily to people around us, to family members. We have a choice. And for this choice that you have, and when you act upon this choice, you score points to your benefit. الإمام الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام, الإمام جعفر بن محمد الصادق حفيد رسول الله, is the grandson. He is the grandson of our beloved Prophet. He was asked, يا ابن رسول الله, ما حد الخلق الحسن? What is the minimum? The minimum or the basics of good manners? He said there are 3 points. Number one, he said, أن تلين جانبك. You have to be tender in your manners with others. Don't be harsh. Tenderness. Employ tenderness, الرفق, leniency. This is one of the characters of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was born in a harsh community. The Prophet was born in one of the hardest and harshest communities on earth, Quraysh. In a harsh terrain, Mecca, with harsh people, with people who had no mercy. But look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. He was very tender, رقيق. He was very thoughtful. He was very merciful. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. When Allah speaks about the Prophet, He says He's merciful with all, but with the community of the believers, He's super merciful. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. So the first item and the first requirement, أَن تَلِينَ جَانِبَكَ, to be tender when you deal with people. Second, وَتُطَيِّبَ كَلَامَكَ, when you speak, تُطَيِّب, beautify what you say. Beautify, you can beautify. We have good vocabulary in Urdu, in Farsi, in Arabic, in English, in Spanish. Use the good vocabulary, don't use the bad one. When you want to give an answer, when you want to speak, choose what is good. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Allah said to Bani Israel, and through them, they are a channel to us. He addressed them, but not only them. Through them, the message gets to us too, and to mankind. Speak nice and speak good. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. And the third, وَتَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِبِشْرٍ حَسَنٍ. When you meet your folks, when you meet your friends, when you meet your neighbors, your brothers and sisters, meet them with cheerfulness and joy and happiness. المؤمن, صفات المؤمن, the characteristics of a good believer. المؤمن حزنه في قلبه وبشره في وجهه. Mu'min is always cheerful, though sometimes the heart has pain, carries a lot of pain, but that pain is not displayed. What is displayed outside is cheerfulness and happiness and joy. This is the characteristics of good believers. Today, Muslims today, they are not short on money, neither short on land, nor short on armies. They are short on akhlaq, I'm telling you. What we lack is al-akhlaq al-hasan. This is what we lack in Muslim communities. Sometimes I see some people who travel to the Middle East, they come back here, how is the Middle East? They say, good, food, fun, entertainment, people happy, you know, but there is no akhlaq. There is no akhlaq. I'm tired. When I go there, I get tired. Alhamdulillah, I come back home. I come back to this environment. This should not be the case. A Muslim community should be an ideal community for peace, for happiness, for progress, for honesty. Some people say, we go to some Muslim communities, it's hard to find someone who's honest to deal with him or her. It's hard. So we are short on akhlaq. And we need to promote akhlaq in our families, with ourselves first. With ourselves, the relationship between the husband and the wife, the relationship between the father and the son. Today we live in a very harsh world around us. You need to come back home. You need to find a refuge. Your house is a safe haven, is a refuge where you find real peace. And real peace comes not just through money, not just through furniture or food or decoration. It comes through akhlaq. When we have akhlaq, when we implement and embrace the akhlaq of the Quran, the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. In the future, in the past, we spoke about the needs, our needs. We said you have physical needs that you have to meet and you have to answer, and you have the intellectual needs to feed your brain, to feed your intellect and reason and aql. And we spoke about the spiritual needs and how they are the most important among all the needs. The spiritual ones are important because this area here is the most critical area that you have. It carries your soul, your nafs. Wa nafsin wa ma sawah. This is a very critical and dangerous area. You have to know how to deal with this critical being that you carry with you, and that makes you true human. If we do not know how to deal with it, we're going to lower ourselves. And sometimes some people dive to below the animal level, below animal level, because they did not know how to deal with their soul. The hadith says, "من كرمت عليه نفسه هانت عليه شهوته." A person who has respect and honor for his or her soul is going to have a dishonor for his or her own lower and bad desires. There is no correlation between between respecting yourself and having lower and bad desires. No correlation. There is a conflict. There is a conflict between them, not correlation. So if you want to respect yourself and maintain your value, not to devalue yourself, you must fight, you must resist, you must crush your bad desires, your illegitimate desires. Some desires are legitimate. We spoke about them in the first part, physical needs. They are legitimate. When you are hungry, you cannot say to your stomach, listen, don't eat for 3 days. I'm going to shut you down. You can't say this. But you have, the answer is not to put any food or junk food in the stomach. The good answer is to put good food in your stomach. The same thing with other desires. It has a legitimate channel to answer these desires. Don't go through the illegitimate one, illegal one. Don't go through that one. And the soul, what is the food for the soul, my friends? The soul requires food and a fuel. And the first soul, the first food for the soul is love, hope, the real love. Allah has created this natural tendency and disposition inside each and every one of us to love and to be loved. To love and to be loved. This is how you nurture your soul. This is how you feed your soul. Through the right love, the legitimate love, the healthy love, not the wrong one. Thus, definitely you love your parents. If you don't love your parents, there is a problem there. Either in you or in them. If you find a person who says, I don't love my mother, there is a problem with that person. He's not normal. Either he's not normal or his mother is not normal. Even if his mother is evil, he must love his mother. This is the price he pays her for her labor, for delivering him, for delivering his majesty into this world. He has to pay her something. And that payment is to love her and respect her. You have to love your father. You have to love your siblings. If there is a problem between two brothers, they don't speak to each other for 20 years, there is a problem with both of them. There is a problem with both of them. You have to love people around you. If you feel one day you hate this and you hate that and you can't stand this and you can't see this, then go to the doctor immediately. Call 911. Let them take you with ambulance to the nearest, you know, psycho, whatever. So we have natural tendency to love and to be loved. And this is how you nurture your soul. You have to love your wife or your husband. If you don't, there is something wrong with you. You have to fix it. Allah created marriage so we can exercise the legitimate love and compassion. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. I can't find any book, no Bible on earth, can tell me what this book says in chapter 30 about marriage. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ. He says, if you want to know God, discover God, look at marriage. Look at how marriage functions. Two individuals, they know no one, sometimes from different continents, different cultures and different languages. They fall in love and they build each other, they support each other. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. You find real peace with your spouse. This real peace is not found in pharmacies or hospitals or clinics. It's found at your home, peaceful home with your spouse. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. So you can exercise compassion and mercy. You exercise it at home, with your wife, with your children, with your grandchildren, with your parents. So you need to find the right person. If you are not with the right person, I feel sorry for you. You are wasting your life. But you have to fix that. What do I mean by fixing it? Going to the court? No, I don't believe in that. talking to the attorney, don't do that. You lose your money. Talk to yourself. Talk to your Lord and ask Him to give you guidance. And ask yourself, what's wrong? Why? Why this is not working? We have to work on this. We have to fix it. Because you need to nurture your soul. Otherwise, you are depriving and starving your nafs when you don't have the right partner. I'm telling you. And once you starve, imagine when you starve your stomach, after one day or 2 days, you can't function anymore. You can't leave your bed. You can't stand. You can't work. When you starve your soul, you're going to be a dysfunctional person. Dysfunctional. Maybe you eat and drink, but you can't function well. You can't find your way, your path in this life. You can't even recognize God or serve God. You'll do disservice to yourself and those who live around you. So you have to find the right source of love. Those of you who have good spouses, I tell you what to do. If you have a good husband or a good wife, you have to thank God 10 million times a day. Non-stop. Always say, God, thank you. God, thank you. You didn't send me in the wrong direction because you sent me the right person who's getting me closer to you, who's making me happy, who's making me hopeful in this life, who's making me a right human being. It's the biggest gift. The biggest gift of God to send you the right person into your life. And I'm telling you something. Sometimes, some of you did something bad in your past to your mothers, to someone else. Therefore, God, as a punishment, He did not send you a disease, neither who deprived you from your business or your money, but He sent you the wrong person. Sometimes you deserve it because of your past mistakes. But you have to fix it now. You have to work on it. You have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need relationships with the human beings. But still these relationships are not absolute. They would not bring you the absolute happiness. The only relationship in this universe that brings you absolute happiness is the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam says in his munajat, he has several. Munajat is when you speak the communion with God, private discussion with God. This is munajat, nobody is listening to you. This is called munajat. In munajat al-muhibbin, he has 15 munajat. Go and check them out in the books of dua. All of them are beautiful. All of them are inspiring. All of them are meaningful, and no one can deliver such munajat but someone who belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone who is biologically and spiritually, you know, belongs to the Prophet, part of the Prophet's soul, Prophet's heart. He says, Ilahi, man dhaladhi dhaqa halawata munajatik farama anka badala. Who is the one who tasted the sweetness of your munajat, and then he says, I want someone else than God. وَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي أَنِسَ بِقُرْبِكَ فَابْتَغَى عَنْهُ حِوَلًا. Who is the one who found peace and security in your nearness, in your proximity, and then he's still trying to find another source of peace in his life? Who? No one. When you find the real peace, the genuine peace, then you're going to embrace it. You are not going to find for a substitute. And the real peace, yes, I told you a few minutes earlier, you can find it with your wife, with your husband, but this is not absolute. This is not absolute. The absolute peace and happiness, when you find it with your Lord. When you have a good relationship with your Lord, it induces you with peace of mind. So when there is a loss, when there is a tragedy, immediately you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. I belong to God. He owns me. I came from Him. To Him I have to go. He's my friend. He sees and He hears and He knows what's happening to me. He's my ultimate comfort. He's my ultimate companion and friend. That is the food for the soul. Love. Love with people and with God. And they both integrate each other and they complement each other. No one can say my relationship with God is super, but I have a damaged relationship with people. And no one can say my relationship with God is damaged, but my relationship with people is very good. No. They both work hand in hand. They integrate each other. Today, we're going to have our second camp, but this is the junior camp for those who are between the ages of 9 to 14, which begins today, inshallah, at Irvine Education Center, one of the best places for our children to grow, to learn, to get inspired, to get to know each other. And the theme of this year's camp is about friendship, about finding the importance of good friends, the importance of good friends. And our children, they really, really need to have good friends and good influence in their life. So speak to Brother Karim Al-Ta'i, he's the director of this camp. If you have not registered, please do register them, because I promise you, they come back, inshallah, from the camp different. But only for 2 days, huh? Don't be very hopeful. Allahumma akhfar lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat inna allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal baghi wal munkar يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اجعل كلمة الإسلام هي العليا ووحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين. While I was coming to the masjid, I received the news of the departure of my uncle. My uncle Sayyid Muhammad Ridha Al-Qazwini, he died 2 hours ago, so please I ask you to recite Surah Al-Fatiha for him and the arwah and the souls of mu'mineen and mu'minat. Al-Fatiha ma'as-salati ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allah.